Hey, guys. Good to have you back.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
You know, I want to do something we've not done before. The best of.
Oh, my favorite subject.
Well, you know, but after all these years of you two finding all these great places, we've never talked about what your picks would be for the best of.
You know, that's not easy, but we will do it for you.
So this is what I was thinking. How about starting with chicken dinners?
Oh, how about that?
So we're talking winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, exactly.
That's a really tough one because there is no part of the country that doesn't have its own wonderful way with chicken dinners. You know, for most of us, I think chicken dinner is comfort food. And for the very best comfort food chicken dinner, the classical one, I would go to Stroud's of Kansas City. It's like pan-fried chicken with natural gravy, real mashed potatoes, cinnamon rolls to go along with it. I mean, it is the classic comfort food country-style chicken dinner.
I love the idea of cinnamon rolls with mashed potatoes.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
This is covering you on all fronts. Okay, so that's fried chicken in Kansas City with the mashed potatoes and the whole thing.
My favorite is Keaton's. Keaton's in Statesville, North Carolina. Probably the only restaurant that Michael and I have eaten at in 40 years where I literally fell out of the booth in it in a swoon of ecstasy. I've never tasted such good chicken. And it's a great place because like many of wonderful road food places, they have a lot of instructions on the wall.
About how to behave, where to sit. And
like, for instance.
For instance, if once you choose a seat, you do not move from it after placing your order because they will not know where to bring the chicken.
Right. Obviously, you know, no checks and do not raise your voice
loudly. We have to say what's great about Keaton's chicken is that it's fried and just fried. It would be great. But right after it's fried, they dunk it in a vat of boiling barbecue sauce very briefly. And what happens is that just fried chicken kind of sucks in the flavor of the barbecue sauce. So it's sort of a twofer. You get like the crisp, crusty, good fried chicken with that zest of barbecue sauce along with it.
It's a very interesting glazed effect because it reminded me of a candy apple. Not that it's sweet, but, you know, it's
almost crunch.
A crunchy.
Yeah, because the sugar probably actually does form like a candy, right?
Yes.
If there's sugar in the barbecue sauce.
And, yes.
What a brilliant idea.
It is brilliant. And in fact, in Nashville, they've made a whole culture of it. There are several restaurants in Nashville that serve what they call hot fried chicken, all cooked in pretty much the same way, except that most of them, like one called 400 Degrees, another called Pepper Fire, Prince's Hot Chicken Shack. What they do there is they will fry the chicken and then they actually take a brush and paint it with hot sauce to the degree of heat that you want. There's mild, medium, hot, and extra hot that is so insanely hot we've never even tried it.
And, you know, Lynn, in that part of the country, a lot of our readers, they thought hot chicken meant temperature-wise.
No.
No, you really have to take this seriously. And Michael and I have... I don't know. I don't think we've ever had food that was too hot to eat because we love hot, hot, spicy food. But the extra hot chicken at Keaton's is, I mean, fall out of your booth.
But this sounds like what Buffalo Chicken Wings really wanted to be
when they
started out.
But these are whole, big, beautiful pieces of juicy meat that are infused with all this flavor. It's not just kind of skin and crust. I mean, it's really delicious, satisfying chicken meat.
We took one of our friends, I think it was to the one in Nashville.
Or Prince's.
After he ate the chicken, we saw him licking the napkin because there was like chicken juice had got into it.
Well, the way they serve the chicken is on a pallet of supermarket white bread. And it's rare for anyone to really love white bread. But by the time you get through with the chicken on top, that white bread has been infused with the flavor of the chicken. And it, too, is delicious.
And the napkin under the white bread.
I've got an idea for these people. That sounds like the old medieval trencher, you know, where you
yes.
ate off of a piece of bread. They would sell those trenchers.
Really?
And they could sell the chicken-soaked, you know, pieces of white bread as sort of an extra. Of course, you have to not mind that it would come from someone else.
But wait, speaking of extras, there is one bastion of fried chicken that few people know about unless you come from there. The Illinois River Valley has maybe a dozen or more restaurants, mostly taverns, that specialize in excellent fried chicken. The best of them is called Rips in Ladd, Illinois. And in addition to fried chicken, everyone who eats there gets a basket full of what they call crunchies, which are little bits of batter that they retrieve from the frying oil periodically. And what's great is they instruct you to make a finger taco out of these crunchies by picking up a dill pickle and grabbing a bunch of these crunchies. And the theory is not only is that a great taste combination, but the dill pickle kind of cuts the fat so you can eat more fried chicken.
I think that's one of the most brilliant ideas that's come down the road in ages.
It's so delicious.
Right, it's like burnt ends. You know, anything that falls off a roast or a chicken is as good as the chicken or the roast.
Thank you for the chicken tour.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Lynn.